With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, in a post on X, says the wife and five children of the man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at demonstrators in Boulder, Colorado, have been taken into custody by federal immigration authorities.
Today, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody. Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
At least 12 people were injured in that attack on the demonstrators. Popular Christian ministry Focus on the Family, based in Colorado Springs and led by President Jim Daly, has been designated as a so-called hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a left-leaning political activist group. Daly's pushing back against the center's inflammatory rhetoric, saying it always finds a way to hate Christians. Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations, tells Tom Tradup of SRN News, a nationwide survey indicates Focus on the Family is the farthest thing from a hate group.
This is just from last year, Tom. This is last year's survey. 170,000 couples with marriage in crisis say Focus on the Family helped them make significant progress towards saving their marriage. 530,000 moms and dads credit us with helping them build stronger families in the course of the year. That's what's really going on, and that's what's really going on under the leadership of Jim Daly.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 214 points, the NASDAQ rose 156, the S&P 500 advanced 34. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention considers gambling.
The denomination's annual summer meeting is just around the corner, and among several resolutions the delegates will consider is one that condemns sports betting. The proposed resolution states that, quote, the rapid expansion of legalized sports betting presents significant spiritual, moral, ethical, and societal concerns. SBC leaders hope delegates will vote to approve the document, which includes a call for all Christians to reject gambling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of major corporations are refusing to fund such events under pressure from unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride, which produces one of the country's largest and most notorious gay pride parades, is facing a $200,000 budget gap after corporate donors dropped out. In Missouri, Gay Pride lost about $200,000. This is SRN News. Ukraine announced a major victory after targeting the distant Russian air bases, destroying a number of Russian bombers. The official Russian response was muted, with the attack getting little coverage on state-controlled television. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says the attack damaged a key element of Russia's so-called nuclear triad.
During the three-year war in Ukraine, Russia has used the heavy planes to launch waves of cruise missile strikes across the country. Ukraine says more than 40 bombers were damaged or destroyed on Sunday. That's about a third of Russia's active fleet. The bold attack demonstrated Ukraine's capability to hit high-value targets anywhere on Russian territory, dealing a humiliating blow to the Kremlin.
The surprise Ukrainian drone attack targeting Russian air bases hosting nuclear-capable strategic bombers was unprecedented. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.